Bob, we've had a pretty challenging spring so far for a lot of growers around the Corn Belt. Talk to me a little bit about things to think about when it comes to crop conditions, corn conditions, field conditions, and how does replant maybe figure into all of that?
Well, I think the condition of the April planted corn is probably yet to be determined. Some of these fields, the water is just getting off of the field. Some of these fields have a pretty thick crust at the surface that's impeding emergence. And then coupled with all that, it's for some of these fields now, it's approaching 3 weeks after planting and even more in some cases. And at that point, you start worrying about the fact that some of the fungicidal seed treatments are starting to break down, and yet the crop is, the plants are simply not very far along yet. They don't have much of a permanent root system established. So there's still opportunities for diseases like seedling blight to infect and cause some damage over the next week or two. So there's simply a lot of, I think, question marks yet on the condition of the crop that's already planted. And it's going to make it a little challenging to make those replant decisions, because what's likely going to occur, as it often does, is it's not going to be entire fields that require replanting, but rather areas within fields. And that always creates a lot of headaches as to how you go about doing it, and where exactly do you put the planter in the ground and where exactly do you pull it back up. And of course, these bad areas in the field don't always match the width of the planters, and so that creates headaches too. So just a lot of uncertainties, I think, over the next week or two, coupled with the fact that at least in Indiana, there's still about something less than half the crop yet to be planted, plus the majority of the soybeans. So these guys have a lot on their minds and a lot to do over the next several weeks. And pretty much it's going to depend on what Mother Nature does in terms of cooperating or not.
Bob, as we look at some of these fields, I've been around some places in central Indiana and central Illinois as well. The corn plants look pretty sickly. What is up? How much time do you give those plants to recover, or what are you watching for with them to determine how well they could potentially do, or can you do anything at this point?
Well, it's certainly a wait and see kind of thing. The plants are looking so yellow and sickly primarily because it's been cool and relatively cloudy for the last several weeks. And I think with the forecast that we have for most of this week now, with good sunny weather and good warm weather, the fields that are indeed healthy, I think, will show some pretty dramatic recovery this week. And I suppose vice versa, the fields that are in fact struggling, it will become more apparent towards the end of the week, whether they are struggling or not. So a lot of it up till now has simply been temperature and cloudy weather, and a return to sunshine and warmth will do just a world of good for a lot of those early planted fields. And by the same token, these soils are going to warm up nicely this week, and so what is being planted now will certainly encounter more favorable germination conditions than those acres that were planted back in April. So I think we're going to see emergence of the crop that's being planted this week will probably be more rapid and more uniform. And a couple weeks down the road, this late planted crop may actually look a little better than some of the early planted fields.
Anything else we need to keep in mind as we get to the, or we are at the middle of May, and what that means for corn? There's still a lot of corn that either, and you said that earlier, needs to go in the ground yet or needs to be replanted. When do we make decisions on maybe making some changes?
Well, I think for those that still have corn acres to be planted for the first time, I would certainly focus on getting those acres done before I would make any replant decisions. And, of course, that'll simply give those early planted fields a little more time to show their recovery. And so that might be, it might be the end of this week, or it might be in the next week for some of those fields that might get replanted. I've got some articles out that talk about how you think about hybrid maturities with these late plantings. And by and large, at least throughout much of Indiana, farmers can get through most of this month without making drastic changes on hybrid maturities that they're planting. But nevertheless, there's a bit of a weather system maybe coming in towards the weekend. And so if it looks like there's going to be a further delay in replanting some of these fields, then I would certainly encourage people to be visiting with their seed dealers and asking about some earlier maturity hybrids and the availability of them.
Anything else? Any that we need to watch or think about, or as we looking and continuing our planting season?
I think the only other thing I would remind people, this as these fields dry from such an extended rainy period that we've had, and with the probably unseasonably warm weather that we're going to have this week and the bright sunshine, we're going to get a lot of surface drying, but yet down 6 inches or 8 inches, it may remain quite wet. So this sort of frequent challenge we have in this part of the Corn Belt when we're dealing with coming out of a rainy period is, trying to have that patience not to get into these fields too soon and create soil compaction in those areas, that in fact is pretty wet. And it's a challenge when you get out to the middle of May or towards the late May, because certainly you feel like you're fighting the calendar also. But nevertheless, I think growers know which fields are the most poorly drained, which fields have those wet spots, or let's say majority of fields that are wet that they need to hold off a little bit. And but it's a big challenge. And the thing with compaction is, once it's created, then the effects on root growth remain for the rest of the summer. And if we would mud in some of these fields now that are beginning to dry, and then if the rain would shut off for the rest of the summer, or at least, reduce dramatically, that could lead to early drought symptoms in those fields with a lot of compaction. So, I guess just a word of caution on not pushing some of these fields too soon.